From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area. The Iraqi military is on high alert. VOA's Sharon Bain is covering the story.
Most of the lawmakers were forced to flee yesterday when the followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr stormed into the green zone and actually took over part of it, stormed into the parliament, forced the lawmakers to flee. Some were kind of roughed up. That building has been ransacked. And so as of right now, there's really no standing parliament.
By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration and started to withdraw from the area. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Geneva as part of a U.S. bid to reaffirm a U.S.-Russian-mediated ceasefire. The visit comes as violence escalates in the country, especially in the largest city, Aleppo, although Aleppo was said to be calmer Sunday. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday killed at least two police officers. At least 22 people were wounded. Turkish media quoted the local governor as saying many of those wounded are police officers. There was no immediate indication as to who carried out the attack. A new political survey in the U.S. indicates Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana. Voters will go to the polls this Tuesday for Indiana's presidential primary election. On the Democratic side, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a 50-46% edge over her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. This is VOA News. A Bangladeshi newspaper reports three people have been detained in connection with the hacking death of a 50-year-old Hindu man. The Daily Star said Sunday one of the detainees had sued Mikhail Chandra Jawardar in 2012 for comments he made about the Islamic prophet and founder Muhammad. The U.S.-based monitoring organization Site says the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. According to Site, IS claimed Jawardar had blasphemed Muhammad. The militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region early Sunday morning. An official told VOA that 22 Somali soldiers were killed. He said 20 others were missing and feared to be captured by militants. The militants claimed that they had killed more than 32 soldiers, including a senior military officer in the town of Runir Good, a day after the town had fallen to government forces. Today is May Day. Workers across Asia called for higher wages and better working conditions in observation of the International Day to honor laborers. Turkish police and protesters clashed in Istanbul as several dozen people tried to reach the capital's Taksim Square, where festivities are banned. In South Korea, tens of thousands of people protested the government's labor reform plans. May Day honors laborers and the working class. It's promoted by the international labor movement, socialists, and communists. Brussels Airport has reopened part of its departure hall, which was damaged in the March terrorist attack. Heavy security could be seen throughout the airport as passengers began using the newly repaired area following a ceremony. Ghana's opposition National Democratic Party has chosen former First Lady Nana Konadu Agyeman-Rawlings as its presidential candidate. The decision was made at the party's National Delegate Congress Saturday in the capital, Accra. The first known death from the Zika virus on U.S. territory was reported Friday. The death of an elderly man in Puerto Rico marked an ominous milestone for the Zika virus in the United States. A Zika infection usually is not life-threatening, but it may spread from a pregnant woman to her child and cause several severe conditions. Venezuela's president is ordering a 30% increase in the country's minimum wage. Nicolas Maduro's announcement comes as the South American country is experiencing rampant inflation and economic stagnation. Father Daniel Berrigan has died. He was 94. He was an activist, a Jesuit priest in America, and is best remembered as an opponent of the Vietnam War. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.